Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So what happened last on Mystery Down Under was...
they are interrupted by the spectre of a man who begins to walk up the dune.
Who's that? Who's that person?
It's Eric's dad. Just keep stumbling.
What? Bloody hell, do you think you're doing, mate?
Nothing, sir.
We're going to the opening in the cave tonight.
You're coming home now, or you're not coming home tonight.
You know what, Dad? I don't think I will. I think I'm going to stay out. And if you have a problem with that, well, you can talk to me at home.
That's the most you've talked since I've known you. That's really cool.
Thanks.
I was going to say, let's go to the Red Rock.
Yeah, we can swim out.
We swim on the Red Rock.
Little Brianna. Brianna Ma.
I know,
sitting
Brianna.
On the rock.
G'day, Bri. What are you doing sitting out here on your own?
I'm waiting for the opening. And you're coming, Dickie?
Yeah, hi, Bri.
And her mum, Deanne, is the one who came to Warrawirrin for the purpose of exploring Echo Cave. Meant no special treatment for you guys.
Wink. And now.
So Deanne kind of claps her hands. All right. Well, welcome everyone from the town of Warrawirrin. I'm Deanne Ma, and for the last, I think it's been 9 months, we have been preparing Echo Cave for its grand opening. And I'm just so excited to share this with you. You will need to file through single file, just because certain areas of the cave can get a bit windy. But we will give you any warning before we get to those points if you would like to turn back. Okay, everyone ready? Follow me. And she kind of like begins to guide through. As soon as you enter the cave, you just feel the musty air enter your lungs. It's cool and warm at the same time. And you just get this weird feeling that it's alive.
Tingle on your skin.
Yeah, it's like you're walking into the mouth of the beast, some ancient creature that's slumbering as like the breath of the cave kind of settles in and around your faces.
Ooh. We've all got the we're wandering into a cave face.
Yes.
Well, this, it makes me think of like whenever you've walked into like particular theme park attractions and it's just got that real cold energy to it. It just has that feeling for me.
Yeah. Have any of you ever been in a cave?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like a tourist cave?
Yeah.
I went and visited the Terracotta Warriors.
Cool.
Oh, fantastic.
That's a really good description. I was just going to say like that feeling of the... like the cave has a breath and it washes over you and you get like that I'm walking into a special place feeling.
Yeah. Deep below the earth. And it's weird as well because it's just like the temperature and it's like it's always muggy because nothing is down there, right?
Yeah. the moisture doesn't have anywhere to go, so it just circulates in
the
air.
But then it's also as you go lower and lower, it's cool at the same time. So it's like, is it hot? Is it cold? I don't know. Bring a jumper or not. So you kind of get, there's like a, not a foyer so much, but as you enter, there's kind of a space to kind of comfortably gather everyone in one big circle. And then there to the side, there is a metal staircase that kind of descends below. This is the single file important thing to note. So Deanne kind of walks forward, leads everyone through. There's a few other scientists who have been part of her team who are also just kind of, you know, one's bringing up the rear. A few are just kind of staying there just to make sure that everyone's kind of filtering through, and a few in the middle, obviously, in case anyone freaks out. So you sharply disappear from view as you kind of walk through single file. What's the order as well?
Oh, marching order. Hey, we're playing D&D.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, is Brianna with us?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She kind of like latched onto you, Dickie.
Yeah.
As soon as she saw you.
Yeah, I think Dickie's going to kind of stay close to Brianna.
Yeah.
He has no idea how to navigate this social situation.
She might be kind of excited to go in, so it might be the thing of like Izzy and Jono, where she kind of like grabs your hand and like leads you forward.
Yeah
So you two are first,
yeah,
and then us two probably, like, yeah, me,
and that makes sense as well, because you're the younger ones, you'd be more excited. Yeah. The teenagers would be a little bit like, oh yeah,
I think Dickie's hanging back. Yeah.
Dickie's being more malleable to the energy of Brianna as well. It's not like that.
Also, since you're first in line, make sure you're checking for traps.
Perception checks every roll square
initiative.
Please.
I actually automatically disarm them.
Oh, awesome.
But then reset them when they go past.
Oh, right.
Ah.
I hate rogues. Uh-huh. So yeah, then probably me, then
Eric is at the is
at the back of our group at least. Yep. Yeah. I don't think we're the very rear of the whole party.
No.
I think we'd be close to the front, so Brianna can be close to
Brianna was kind of like jostling up to her mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So
we'd be close to the front.
And yeah. Which means we get to hear all the stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of what she meant in like, you know, yeah, I'm not gonna give you special treatment, but you are front of the pack.
Nice.
Brianna being her little helper. Mm-hmm. As if she's going to do anything. So you see Brianna's long blonde hair tied up in a ponytail, her red ribbon kind of bob down into the blackness as you kind of follow her. It's a very steep, steep staircase. And there's like a, you know, you hear the excited murmuring and like, oh, okay, mind your steps. And I'm glad I wore these shoes. Oh, my goodness.
The rocks like, are so smooth.
Well, I told you not to wear heels. And so it's like that excited murmuring. But as soon as people start to kind of, you know, as they see the people in front of them, they lose sight of them. They start to kind of get a little bit nervous, and it's kind of
nervous
just,
excitement.
Yeah, and just kind of like the voices drop away, and there's just this feeling of tension of like, all right, hold your breath and let's go. Am I going to chicken out? Am I going to get spooked and run away? No, the only way is down.
Ellen, how many people are roughly with this party? Is it close to 20 or is it close to like 50?
Yeah. It's probably close to 20. They would have probably cut some people off. Just to be able to lead people out back and then bring like another group in.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, you can't overpack it because then you can't really, it's not safe.
No, also this is the first tour.
First tour.
You know, everyone's kind of got those excited jitters about them. Especially, you know, Deanne, this is kind of
20 feels like a good touristy group. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's in Antissa.
Cave.
So as you plunge into the darkness, you carefully step down the steps. Everyone's bristling, and Deanne's voice rings out. Everyone, please mind your steps. Luckily for us, this is the easiest entrance into the cave. Now, one of the ways this cave was discovered was through the tale of highwayman Goldie McMahon. In 1870, while he and his gang were in pursuit by the law, he vanished by the seafront in Warrawirrin. And while they made an exhaustive effort, the police didn't find any bodies or trace of the bandits. So, if they didn't fling themselves out to sea, where do you think they went? Just gonna kind of like offer that out to the group.
Eric will be like, cave?
Well...
checks notes for most common answers.
Bless you, Eric.
Well, you're kind of right, Eric. Thank you. So about 5 years after the story of Goldie McMahon, a little girl, Edith Bussell, was spotted with a pure gold necklace with rubies and diamonds. Right? Bit pricey for a little girl. When asked where she found it, she said she'd seen a man climbing out of the rocks at the beach. And she'd given him some food as he looked emaciated and ill and pale. And he gave her the necklace and he told her to never stray that way again. So this story, amongst the other cases of disappearing livestock and strange oral phenomena in the area, is what led us to believe that there must be some cave system hidden under the earth that was used by Goldie McMahon to evade capture. So there you go, a fun little bit of Warrawarran history. Please follow me and mind your heads.
So it's a bandit cave.
Yeah.
That makes it like twice as cool.
Yeah.
So as you kind of begin to level out, there's a cavernous area that is lit by kind of artificial sconces.
Whoa.
And sharp stalactites jutting down from above you, like arrows that are pierced through the earth. It's intricate and it's beautiful, like a spider's web that's been petrified and turned to stone. Deanne tells you that they're trying to date some of the stones in the cave, but they estimate that it could be anywhere from between 2 to 15 billion years old.
Hey, Jono.
Pause for effect.
Jono, I got a question, man. What's a bandit?
What?
What's a bandit?
It's like a criminal.
Ah, okay.
Oh, and
like a guy on the run outside the law.
Yeah. I know what a criminal is.
Dickie will
yeah.
quickly sling out his backpack off his shoulder, and he pulls up the little pocket dictionary that he always keeps in his backpack. He's got a little tiny pocket dictionary. And he goes, oh, Eric, I've got this. Bandit is a robber or outlaw belonging to a gang and typically operating in an isolated or lawless area.
Yeah, like a criminal.
Yeah, in a gang.
Yeah, okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
Or a robber, raider, mugger.
Cool.
Think he gets it.
And he puts a thing back in.
Brianna is kind of... She says to Dickie, do you think that we're going to find any gold in the caves?
Oh, maybe. You said you found gems, didn't you?
Yeah. But we're not allowed to touch them. And they're not like in the necklace. You can't take them away.
Oh, okay. See, I'm more worried about the drop bears.
Drop bears?
I don't know. I heard about them, but they... What are you two giggling about over there?
We're just deciding how stupid Eric is.
It's like, is that too far? Is not knowing the word bandit too
far? Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, do we use bandit? I think highwayman.
Everyone has these random gaps sometimes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, four brains is quite
did
not
you roll
sharp.
For that?
No, I was just thinking about it. I was like, how dumb is he?
You can always, if you're really curious about something, you can always roll for it and tell me. It doesn't really affect anything.
These rocks are really smooth. It's weird.
Like his brain.
Like us.
It means it's fast.
It's a fast brain.
Yeah, drop bears, they're like usually live in high places. Sometimes they're like trees and such, but like what I forgot to bring is how you're actually meant to ward them off. You can either put Vegemite behind your ears or you can...
Wait.
Oh, if you speak in an English accent, that's meant to ward them. So Jono might be fine, actually.
Wait.
Oh, I don't really have much of an accent anymore.
Oh, then you're
Wait,
stuck.
High places.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like the
like
top of the caves.
These caves are really high.
But we're underground. This is low.
Yeah, but my mum said that you know, that they found creatures... creatures would disappear in here over time, and that's, you know, one of the reasons that the cave got discovered is because people didn't know where these animals were going.
That's just people taking them for food.
So
not
what if? But what if? What
you're
if
scaring
drop
a
bears,
dickie.
What
I'm
if drop bears got
her.
In?
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about
even,
it.
Even if they're
your mum's been in here for 9 months, she hasn't seen a single drop bear.
Yeah, but she's like really tough.
Well, she's right here now.
Well, we're tough too. So even if there are drop bears, even if there's like 10 of them or 20 of them, we can take them. Because they're only like the size of like a wombat, and wombats are small.
Wombats are strong.
Yeah, hey. but
yeah, but there's loads of us. Don't worry.
Stronger.
It's all good.
Bree.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, hang on. You said that they were scared by British accents.
Yeah, so that's why I thought, you know, they might be scared of Jono.
Well, how's your British accent?
Tea and...
I cannot believe you hello'd in this podcast. This close to kicking you out. Ooh, don't attack me, Twat Bear.
I am English. How's that?
Let's make this a stat. Why not? What stat would you need, do you reckon?
Is it charm
or is it like a brains?
To do what? To do the
fake
accent.
An English accent.
Yeah, because you could also be like, I don't know, brains, you've heard, you know, maybe you've been watching some British documentaries.
It's a social thing, so I'd say it's charm.
I'd say it's charm, yeah. Personally, yeah. It's an acting sort of thing, yeah.
Let's go for it. I'm going to say it's a... It's a three. It's an accent. It's a silly accent.
I could still very much fail this. Oh, nailed it with a six.
Fantastic. Do you reckon you can do the acting for that or?
Oh, okay. Look, I might not be very good at it. Oh, I've gone into a weird accent now. I might not be very good at it, but I'll just give it a try. Hello. I am British and I like the Queen and I like invading countries that aren't mine.
Oh my gosh, Dickie, that's really
that's
good.
That's not bad, Dickie. Actually,
hello, I am Lady Brianna Regical Tarkington the Third, my lord. And then she like does like
look,
a little curtsy.
All, we're not all lords, you know.
See, that, what? See now the drop bears. The drop
Some
bears
of
us aren't are coming.
Just normal.
Oh, you mean British people?
Yeah.
Can you try 5 years ago. Can you try an English accent as well, Jono?
Yeah, I mean, it's just my voice,
oh, come
I guess.
On. Try it better.
What do posh people
Verily
speak like?
Verily, I say...
Posh people are like...
Richard,
oh,
it does not seem hello. That Jono has much of an accent like us proper people.
Oh, I say. I like to drink my tea in my manor. That's what we think posh people speak like.
It just sounds like you.
Yeah.
I guess
Well, I don't see any drop bears around, so it's probably working.
You're right. Thank you.
This big cavern is awesome.
Hey, you want to hear a cool thing?
Yeah.
What would you like me to say?
The cool thing you were thinking of.
The cool thing. Oh, Echo. Echo. Echo.
I guess that's what they call Echo Cave.
Yeah. I guess that's what.
Dickie will kind of get a bit ahead of himself and will yell out, like, "Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey!"
Oh, it's so cool.
This is why they call it Echo Cave. It's like a huge echo chamber.
Oh, yeah, because of the echoes.
Yeah.
Jason sucks.
Jason sucks. Jason sucks.
Oh, see, even the cave agrees.
Jason sucks.
Jason far away. What?
It's kind of like walk stop. So this is kind of just allowing people to kind of run, not run around, but walk
Gaze
into this
around,
kind of,
yeah.
This big antechamber of the cave, and especially the stalactites, which are kind of dripping down. It's really beautiful. And so it's a chance for people to kind of go and, oh my gosh. And so you whooping around is not, it's not a huge,
yeah.
You know, everyone's kind of trying it because that's where it
that's
gets
what
its
you
name.
Would do, yeah.
Echo
yeah.
Cave. Hello, 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 hello. And so Deanne kind of eventually, you know, waves her hand, this way please, as you kind of walk into the next area. And you have these floodlights that have been installed into the ground, which ricochet off of dazzling quartz deposits in the
Ooh.
Walls.
Ah.
Oh, beautiful, oh, gleaming white and purple stones. Oh. And you kind of come out onto a level... where you can kind of they've cordoned it off with a railing, and you can kind of see this whole. It's like you're standing on a ledge, and below you is a beautiful pool of clear water. You know how some cave systems they
an underground lake
exactly yeah. They've got lakes within them or they've trapped water, mm-hmm. And usually it's so clear that it's just like a mirror. And it reflects perfectly the stalactites below it this kind of blancmange of spikes and spirals and dripping water.
God.
It's really beautiful.
This is either going to turn into one of two things. It's either going to be very lovely and journey to the center of the earth like, or we're going into the descent very soon.
Yeah. Or I was thinking something's going to come out of the cave. Yeah. Or I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Deanne talks a little bit about the gems, which is kind of like, you know, everyone's dazzled by them. You're allowed to touch them, but obviously you can't. She says that you can try and break it off and take it home, but you would need probably a hydraulic system with you. What do you call it? Like a jackhammer.
A pneumatic drill.
Yeah, you would need
a
drill.
I'll just borrow one from the mine, eh?
So, I'll clean you out.
Good one,
I think
Tim.
It's pretty safe.
So if we did get it out, though, we could keep it?
Look, I don't want to encourage any... I know there are quite a lot of miners in this town, so heavy machinery is probably not too hard to come across, but no. Let's just say for now, you can touch it if you like. Now, these quartz deposits have been here for who knows how long. While there are iron... or deposits, obviously, further up to the north of the town. I'm sure all of you know this. but the caves here are an incredible example of how minerals and how they deposit over time and how they can be formed into something completely different. Now, over here, she kind of walks to another wall. She points out this little... It's probably about palm-sized... It's this kind of weird spiral skeleton, like an ammonite or something similar.
Like a nautilus shell.
Mm.
Yes.
But it glows. You can't make out what color it is. It's purple, it's blue, it's
iridescent.
Red, it's
just
green.
It's in the wall.
It's embedded in the wall. Now, can anyone tell me what this is?
Can Dicky make a roll for it?
Use that brain, or this could be planned as well.
Yeah, because brains might. I'll say
this could be a planned action because you are being asked a question,
right.
So you know you've got some time to kind of think over it.
I think I know what it is, but I don't know if
Jono
knows.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it's a 10 difficulty.
Oh, then okay, it's a planned action. I'll just take the 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because
so
I get a D20.
You would know that. Obviously, it's some kind of fossil, not a trilobite, probably an ammonite. It's got a curve to it, so those kind of ancient mollusks that you know would crawl around the depths of the ocean floor. But what she is kind of referring to in particular is the quality of the fossil, and that as the kind of mineral rich earth has claimed the skeleton of the ammonite, it's been preserved and opalized.
I've got it. So
yes,
even though it's like a mollusk, but that's not like the really cool thing about it. Like the cool thing is, even though it's been fossilized, it's been a thing called opalized, which I'm not very good at explaining, but if you want, I can read it out of the dictionary and then I can explain what opalized means.
That's okay, Dicky, but thank you. Well done. I knew that Warrawirrin was the forefront in scientific exploration, which you can clearly see from its young minds. Dicky just kind of
beams widely.
And
has a sly look at Brianna.
And
Tim goes, is it worth anything?
Oh, I'm sure it would be, Tim. But as I've said, unless you brought a jackhammer to this tour, you probably wouldn't be able to get it out of the wall.
Tim, you'd ruin the science. I was just asking.
Is this Tim and... Who's the other one, Dave?
Dave.
Tim, Dave and Steve, the ice cream guys.
The ice cream men.
Ice cream men.
The ice cream men.
It's the name of their bowling team.
Yes. Oh, they deal ice cream, they bowl.
I don't know if they're bowling.
They serve up.
Hey!
That's why their t-shirts say...
soft serve.
We serve. We're soft serves.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Goodness gracious.
Oh dear.
Can you tell taking I all of these as notes, Ellen?
No, this can is you tell I didn't plan those NPCs?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I will. Well, it's like when you said that someone went to help out with the surfing and you said Dave. And I was like, wait, did Dave go from the ice cream shop to help?
They're
or
all named
like,
everyone's
Dave.
Called Dave.
Everyone's Dave or Davo.
Davo.
I just, you know, Aussies are quite irreverent. So I figured that, you know, someone would have some snarky comment about.
We are, aren't we?
What gave you the sense that the people of Warrawirrum were irreverent? Was it the Christ cup?
Yeah.
The statue of Christ nailed to a surfboard?
Yeah, that was a clue. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It is very Australian, so don't at me in the comments.
Speak. You're ruining the tour.
Yes, well, while it is, I'm sure the opal itself is worth quite a bit of money. More often than not, this is a fully preserved fossil, which you can see in astounding detail if you would like to kind of get a close look. And so people kind of bunch up and... Ooh.
Also, you were about to say something about Brianna before. I'm interested to know what you were going to say.
No, just when you were really excited and clearly being kind of used as an example of smart kids in the town, Brianna just kind of blushed a little bit.
Hey.
You probably wouldn't be able to make it out in the dim lights.
I don't think he would get that social cue anyway.
Yeah, she just kind of looks down and you can, out of your peripheral vision, you see... the corners of her mouth kind of tighten against her face.
She made a good friend.
As she kind of like clutches your hand. She hasn't let go of your hand this whole time.
Great. That social cue Dickie gets.
Yes, so the fossil itself is entirely preserved. What is strange about this is that opals do not occur in this region. They're known for only, it's Cooper Pedy, isn't it? Yeah. They're mainly located in Cooper Pedy and, this is Ellen talking, not Deanne. I think it is, there's two places that opals can come from and Australia is one of them. And I
cannot
forget.
Isn't the other one in Mexico?
Possibly. I'm not sure, but as we know.
They're from very few places in the world. Yeah.
Yes, there are only... two places you can get from. And in Australia, Warrawirrum is nowhere near close to the Cooper Pedy mines up in the Northern Territory. So the fact that an opal has formed here next to, as we can see, most of the mineral deposits in the cave are quartz. Quartz is a famous export from Warrawirrum. As you would know from the local historian, Charlie, many of Wadandi people would use quartz as a kind of implement in their spears, as it's very kind of hearty, able to be sharpened to a point, and also, you know, used in jewellery and other such like things. But yes, to see an opal form here in Echo Cave of Warrawirrum is truly something that we will be puzzling about for however many years to come.
Oh, yes, that's very interesting. Yeah.
So interesting.
Shut up, Tim.
Now, please be warned that the next portion of the tour is quite tight.
Oh, I don't know about that.
If anyone is afraid of tight or dark spaces, some of my helpers here, you can see them, they're in the vests. They will be happy to either stand out here and wait until we guide the tour back through, or if you would like, they can lead you out of the cave altogether.
Dickie rummages around in his backpack and pulls out like a little pocket flashlight that he uses for exploring during the night times when he's allowed out.
Yes.
So he's going to use that and kind of like show Brianna as his like, no need to be afraid of the dark. And he'll bring out his little flashlight to show her.
So you want to go on to the next bit?
Oh, yeah. If you want to go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'll hold.
Are we coming?
I'll hold.
You're coming too?
Yeah, we're going.
I'll hold
going.
Your hand with my right hand and the flashlight in my left hand.
Okay. Can I hold the torch?
And you're like, still holds on to your hand.
He's
and
not letting go of any hand. And she is still holding to your hand and she grabs it with the other loose hand. Jono and Eric make eyes at each other.
What are you doing? No, not like that.
Oh, no, I just...
We're just like a,
You two players looked at each other.
And yes. I have a feeling that Jono like frequently looks at Eric to be like, unspoken communication. And Eric's just like, what?
What? Why is he angry at me?
Eric does like a... Wait, what?
Look at them.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So some people are kind of, everyone's murmuring, deciding whether to kind of continue through to the tour. Mm-hmm. Some of the like older people decide to kind of sit this one out, stay in the cavern. It's still gorgeous. You know, you've got this beautiful lake to just kind of at its... And some of the
anyone got a disposable camera? Is a few, you can get hold of one of
those. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, a few
going
of
on.
Them. Yeah, so some of them are kind of going around taking pictures. They're probably going to be terrible
with the
light exposure. No one knows how to take pictures of indoor caves.
Yeah.
They've probably only just got a camera. it's a whole new world for them. Yeah. But yeah, that won't stop them and they're excitedly kind of taking photos. A few of the teen couples kind of elect to stay behind and kind of just
make
lean
out
against the ledge and look out at the lake and, you know, twirl their fingers together, whatever it is that teens do. I don't know. I'm long past that. And so you kind of confidently head towards Deanne.
Mm-hmm. Let's squeeze our way deeper.
Yeah, yeah, we descend deeper. Eric's still barefoot, so the cold of the cave is on his feet.
Yep. Oh, it's Australia. Being barefoot is
part and parcel of our culture. Right. What are you doing with those shoes on?
So some of these things you will have to kind of twist your shoulders.
Oh gosh, that is tight.
For it is tight and it's incredibly dark. Deanne's handing out some torches to people. She kind of nods at Dickie, seeing that you've brought your own. She thinks that's very cute. And there's very few lights in the passageway up ahead. So you start to head through.
How far down does this go, Miss...
Oh yeah. Ma.
Miss Ma. Miss Ma, how far down does this cave go?
How far down? Well, we haven't finished exploring it quite yet. This is just the part that we've marked as safe for tourists. But a part of our work in the coming... you know, coming months and coming years ahead, God willing, will be to make a full chart and exploration of this cave and see where it goes. I'm sure a lot of us are still entranced by the story of Goldie McMahon. And
did they ever find him in here?
They did never find the body.
Oh, God.
We've got the one sighting of you know, the account by Edith Bucell, but...
So you never found, like, his bandit camp or anything down here?
No. And he didn't disappear, he wasn't pursued on foot. He had horses, he had other bandits with him. He had...
And they all went missing and none of them were found?
No.
Oh, I bet they'll find them down here one day.
Possibly.
I bet they will.
Possibly, but there's also, you know, the question of... Clearly, he had his riches. We have the necklace from Edith, where she got it from. We don't, you know, did this story happen? Possibly... The only evidence we really have is that necklace, but either way, it exists. So it kind of stands to reason that maybe some of his riches that he accumulated in his years of robbing and stealing...
You're just saying that to get the tourists in here. Because they all want to find the treasure.
I mean, it's a very compelling story, Jono.
Miss Ma.
I mean, I'm a bit disappointed I have to tell this story, because otherwise, if I could find that treasure and lay my hands on it. But no, it must be preserved.
I bet you already found it, didn't you? You just keep it under wraps.
I'll never tell. Follow me.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.